Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. A local veteran says a recent honor flight to Washington, D.C. provided an emotional opportunity to reflect on military service, sacrifice, and the nation's history. Dan Little, who served two tours in Vietnam as a UH-1 Huey helicopter crew member, recently joined fellow veterans on the trip to visit several of the country's most significant military memorials. Little described Arlington National Cemetery as one of the most moving stops, saying the rows of white headstones and the precision of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier ceremony left a lasting impression. He also visited the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, the World War II Memorial, the U.S. Army Museum, the Air and Space Museum, the Marine Corps War Memorial, the Pentagon 9/11 Memorial, and other historic landmarks. One moment that stood out, he said, came as student groups from across the country lined walkways to greet veterans with handshakes, high fives, flags, and words of appreciation. Little said the experience offered reassurance that younger generations continue to recognize the sacrifices made by America's service members. The Army Museum also carried personal significance, seeing the same model Huey helicopter he flew during the Vietnam War brought back vivid memories of missions delivering supplies, transporting troops, and supporting soldiers in combat near the Cambodian border. Little said those memories include both pride and loss. He recalled transporting fallen service members to grave registration, an experience he said has remained with him throughout his life. While many Vietnam veterans returned home to an unwelcoming reception, he believes today's recognition of veterans reflects a meaningful change in how military service is honored. He credits Honor Flight volunteers for making those memories possible, calling their work a powerful tribute to the men and women who served. Little encourages other eligible veterans to participate in given the opportunity, saying the journey offers not only a chance to visit the nation's memorials, but also an opportunity for reflection, remembrance, healing, and closure. And a single rollover crash in Huron County sent one driver to the hospital Friday morning. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office, the crash happened at approximately 9:18 a.m. on July 3, 2026, on Lakeshore Road, about 2,640 feet north of Rapson Road in Rubicon Township. Investigators say a 2006 Chevrolet Trailblazer was traveling northbound when it crossed the center line, left the roadway, struck a guardrail, and overturned. Deputies reported the driver lost control after crossing left of center. The driver, who was the vehicle's only occupant, was wearing a shoulder and lap belt and was trapped inside the SUV until emergency responders were able to free them. The driver was transported by ambulance to a local hospital for treatment. Authorities reported there was no indication of alcohol or drug involvement, and the driver was not believed to have been distracted at the time of the crash. The SUV sustained disabling damage and was towed from the scene. Damage was also reported to a guardrail owned by the Huron County Road Commission. The Huron County Sheriff's Office investigated the crash and was assisted by the Harbor Beach Fire Department personnel and a towing service. The incident remains documented as a single vehicle loss of control crash. And health officials are urging pet owners to closely monitor their animals after two dogs became infected with New World screwworms, bringing the total number of confirmed to more than 30. The parasite, which resurfaced in U.S. cattle earlier this summer after being absent for more than 5 decades, is the larval stage of the New World screwworm fly. Unlike common fly maggots that feed on dead tissue, these larvae attack living flesh by entering open wounds, surgical incisions, insect bites, or other skin injuries. Veterinarians say dogs, cats, livestock, wildlife, and even people can be affected. Although newly born animals and those recovering from medical procedures face the greatest risk. Officials also are advising pet owners to routinely inspect their animals for cuts, sores, or unusual behavior. Warning signs include persistent licking or chewing at one spot, a foul odor coming from a wound, visible larvae, or sudden restlessness. Experts say immediate veterinary care is critical, as untreated infestations can become life-threatening. But animals generally recover when treatment begins early. Preventative flea and tick medications are also being recommended because many prescription products can kill the larvae before they become established. Meanwhile, federal and state agriculture officials are expanding efforts to stop the parasite spread. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is once again releasing sterile male screwworm flies, a proven eradication strategy that successfully eliminated the pest from United States decades ago. When we come back from this Kohler Propane sponsor message, we'll continue with your national news.
You may not be able to control the price you pay per gallon at the gas pump, but you can control the maximum price you'll pay per gallon of propane if you call Kohler's Propane with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Kohler's Propane is now offering their pre-buy and keep full propane programs for the heating season. Contract now and Kohler's will cap your propane price for the entire home heating season. Plus, there's no hidden fees. Get the service you deserve and a contract you can count on. Make the switch to your local company, Kohler Propane, serving the entire thumb area from Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Pre-buy ends August 17th, so call toll-free 888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, flash flooding traps hundreds in rural Missouri. Emergency crews are carrying out rescues in rural Missouri after sudden flash flooding trapped hundreds of people. Rapidly rising water covered roads and isolated homes and businesses, leaving some residents unable to leave without assistance. Authorities are warning drivers not to attempt to cross flooded roadways, even when the water appears shallow. Flash floods can move vehicles with surprisingly little water, and damaged pavement may be hidden beneath the surface. Search and rescue operations were continuing as officials assessed the extent of the damage and monitored the possibility of additional rainfall. In other national news, renewed Iran tensions drive U.S. gasoline prices higher. American motorists are once again feeling pressure at the gas pump after renewed fighting between the United States and Iran pushed crude oil prices higher. The increase interrupted several weeks of declining energy prices and renewed concerns about the security of oil shipments through the Strait of Hormuz. The waterway normally handles roughly one-fifth of the world's oil supply, making even a temporary disruption capable of influencing prices far beyond the Middle East. Analysts say consumers could see additional increases if negotiations fail or attacks on commercial shipping continue. Higher fuel costs could also spread through the economy by increasing transportation and delivery expenses. We have no obituaries at this time. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.